I am Bob Dineen, President and CEO of the Renewable Fuels Association.
Hello, Bob. We are here at the 2016 NAFB Trade Talk, and we are just a day after, or day or two after the election, where there will be a change in the administration. Presidency of Trump, does that speak well for the future of renewable fuels, specifically ethanol? Are you optimistic about the future of ethanol?
I am optimistic. Throughout the campaign, President-elect Trump had spoken quite positively about ethanol generally and the renewable fuel standard specifically. He had visited several ethanol plants. He kicked the tires. He came away from those experiences understanding what ethanol meant as a fuel, understanding what a tremendous economic driver it was throughout rural communities. Look, at the end of the day, he wants all energy. He wants to see natural gas from fracking in North Dakota. He wants to see petroleum from deep water drilling. But he wants to see ethanol from the cornfields of Minnesota and Illinois and Iowa. And that's consistent with our agenda, too. You know, we all want to see more energy supplies. But I think Donald Trump will understand that renewable, domestic, clean-burning ethanol has got to be a part of the U.S. energy mix.
So with the administration change, we could very likely see changes at the EPA. And I'm going to guess that that is a positive development in your view.
Well, we certainly have had our issues with EPA over the years. One of Donald Trump's foundational principles is let's reduce the regulatory burden on businesses. Let's get the government out of the way. And I couldn't agree with that more. And the EPA has been the agency that has imposed more senseless regulations on our industry, on our marketers, than anybody else. And I look forward to working with the new administration in empowering consumers to perhaps have greater access to E15 or E20 or higher level blends, because we can get rid of the foolish, disparate regulatory treatment of E10 and E15 and other blends that EPA has imposed for no air quality benefit, no consumer benefit. They only impose a cost on business. And those are exactly the type of regulations that I think Trump has been talking about. There'll be more, there'll be others. And I think if we can work successfully to streamline the regulatory burden, to remove those that make no sense. I'm not talking about those that have a health benefit or a clear environmental benefit. I'm talking about the ones that are there because some career bureaucrat needed something to do on a Thursday afternoon. And there are plenty of those. And let's get rid of them. If we do that, I think you're going to see market opportunities for ethanol expand. I think you'll see rural economic growth for farmers and ethanol producers. And I'm excited to work on that for this industry and with the new administration.
The EPA is getting ready to come out with some new volume numbers?
Indeed. I think by the end of November, they will promulgate a final rule telling oil refiners what their obligation is for 2017. They had proposed 14.8 billion gallons for 2017 in May. That's 200 million gallons below the 15 billion gallon level that the statute had prescribed. Doesn't sound like a lot, but it's two ethanol plants. It's a couple of hundred jobs. It's a lot in terms of farm income. And it means a lot in a year in which farmers are harvesting the single largest corn crop in history. But where it really impacts is decisions that investors are making today, because it's telling the investment community that this is not a growing market. We're going to continue to artificially constrain the ethanol marketplace. And there's no growth here, so look someplace else to put your investment dollars. Why don't you go invest in a fracking operation? Or why don't you go invest in a deep water drilling rig? Because, we're not going to grow this market. And that's ludicrous. If they go to the statutory level, they will send a signal to the marketplace that we are serious about growing this market, that we're going to stand behind this program, that we are going to maximize, not minimize, the amount of renewable fuels that consumers are allowed to use. And that will empower consumers and allow our nation's energy and environmental future to realize the potential that the Congress envisioned when they passed the renewable fuel standard in the first place.
Climate change, talks going on right now, ethanol's place.
Well, you know, obviously, as a renewable fuel that reduces carbon emissions by 30 to 40% over gasoline, ethanol could have a significant impact in any program addressing climate change. But I think one of the consequences of the election is that the carbon agenda may have been put on the back burner. I think the administration is likely going to look to roll back some of the administrative rules that were put in place to address carbon. I don't think they're going to aggressively pursue international agreements that might have addressed long-term carbon emissions. And so I think, you know, we will probably assess that and make a determination as to, you know, how aggressively we can or should pursue carbon programs down the road.
Anything else, Bob?
I think we're going to continue to look at exports. We will export between 950 and a billion gallons this year. The export market, both of ethanol and of our feed byproduct, is going to continue to be extraordinarily important. And I look forward to working with the administration, the new administration again, not just to convince the new administration that trade really is important and that you just can't walk away from free and fair trade. It's important to business that I think ultimately Mr. Trump will agree with. But I kind of look forward to having an administration that will put American business first. Among my criticisms of this administration is that they've been tepid in stepping up for American business. We've had to fight unfair and illegal anti-dumping duties and unfair trade practices in Europe and in China and elsewhere alone. And this USTR has been reluctant, to say the least, to step in and take a case to the WTO to fight alongside us. And I don't think that's going to be the case in the Trump administration. And I would love to have the U.S. government standing along with us and telling Europeans, no, I'm sorry, you found no dumping. You cannot impose an anti-dumping duty on the entire industry when you found not one scintilla of evidence that dumping was occurring. And that's what happened. And this administration wouldn't do anything about it. I think a Trump administration would. So I think there are going to be areas, even on trade, where we can work quite well with the new administration. So I'm pretty optimistic.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you.